Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast. Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
High crotch, bring it back, single leg, swing. Let me teach you how to wrestle. Okay. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
Mindset tips for moms. I'm Gene Zanetti from Wrestling Mindset, the founder, and my master's degree is in sports psychology and clinical psychology. I was a school psychologist. And I've had a lot of moms reaching out to me a lot lately talking about, you know, it's hard for people to relate to them. Like, it might be hard for their husbands to relate to them, and just they just don't get it. Like, it's there's something about what a mom feels like, a protective mama bear over her cub, and a lot of uncertainty and a lot of just not knowing what to do. Concerns for their kids in terms of anxiety. The kids get nervous. They get worried before the match. They put too much pressure on themselves. Eating healthy and cutting weight. Skin problems. All kinds of things. And a lot of times the moms, they don't really know who to turn to, and they want this advice on what should I do for my kid? What should I say to my kid? What can I do? And I said, first things first, you're a mom, so it's natural to feel like that. That's built in from God, that you have that for your kid, and you'll always have that for your kid. So that doesn't go away. It comes down to managing our emotions, having realistic expectations, and knowing what to tell your kids and what not to. What are some of the things that will help, and what are some of the things that might hurt? Now, of course, I'm always assuming that moms are doing the best you can. And there's, like we always said in my house growing up, dads are great, but there's nothing like a mom. It's true too, but there's nothing like a dad too, but there's something about a mom. So we have to know what exactly we should be saying to the kids and what not to be saying. The first thing is letting them know that you love them unconditionally. Now they know this already, and you know that they know this, but that's the most important thing that especially a kid needs from a mom, just knowing I'm here for you no matter what. What they don't want from a mom is another coach telling them what to do. They have plenty of that. Most of the kids who are serious wrestlers, they have a team coach, they have a club coach, their dad probably wrestled in the past. They probably have friends and teammates telling them what to do. You know, just a kid has different needs from their parents. And from a mom, it's just, I'm here for you. I love you. Just you saying that is more than enough. And it's more than anyone else in the world could possibly give them. You give your kids that love in a very unique way. Think about it with my mom. It's just knowing that she was there. So that's the first thing. We have to understand that. Now, I know a lot of you moms are very into wrestling, participating on the different forums, looking up the kids your children are going to be wrestling against. And, you know, it's very important that we reinforce the right things around the house. So rather than focusing on winning and losing or who your kid is competing against, we want to know what to focus on. And that's effort, attitude, and aggressiveness. I've spoken about this many times, but it's worth bringing up again. We talk to the kids, it's very important. What you focus on is going to have a huge impact on your success and your happiness. Your focus determines your success and your happiness. So what should you be focusing on? We all know that you're supposed to focus on the things within your control. You've probably told this to your kid a million times. Focus on what you can control. Forget about what you can't control. But as people, we're notoriously bad at that. And while we might have good intentions and we might know that intellectually, sometimes we get confused, we get distracted, different things happen in life, and we forget the things we know. So here's a very good way to keep this fresh in your mind and to keep this fresh in your kids' mind. We talk about the difference between having a predator mindset or a prey mindset. Now, don't worry, this is only an analogy. It's only a metaphor. It's just figurative language to help us understand this concept better. If you look in the animal kingdom, there's two types of animals. There's predator and there's prey. And how can you tell the difference between a predator and a prey? It's not their teeth. It's not their size. It's actually their eyes. If you locate a predator's eyes, like lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, where are their eyes located? On the front of their head or on the side? The front. Why? Because a predator needs to see what's going on in front of them. A predator is focused on having lunch. So we say eyes on the front like to hunt. And now think about prey animals, squirrels, chipmunks, rabbits, deer. Where are their eyes located? On the side of their head. So just like we say eyes on the side like to hide, or eyes on the front like to hunt, we say eyes on the side like to hide. Got a little confused there. Eyes on the front like to hunt, eyes on the side like to hide. Prey needs to be focused on what's going on around them. Now, we have to understand this as parents, as people. It's important for ourselves, and it's important to pass that on to our kids. We want them to, metaphorically speaking, of course, have a predator mindset focused on what's in front of them, not what's going on around them. Okay, so let's bake this out a little bit. What does this actually mean? So if you're focused on records, rankings, seedings, predictions, who's my kid wrestling against, what happened the last time they competed, what school are they from, how big the other kid is, that's prey mindset because it's outside of your control. Even focusing on winning and losing, thinking too much about the past, thinking too much about the future, right? We know it's important to have a growth mindset, not a fixed mindset, right? Growth, a fixed mindset is this is how things are, knowing my place in life, right? I'll never be any better or any worse. I'm just me. And I can't improve. That's a fixed mindset. That's prey mindset. We know that focusing too much about the future gives us fear and anxiety. If we focus too much on the past, it could be depression. So how do we stay away from anxiety, depression, or any negative emotion whatsoever? Staying in the present moment. Remember, the past is history. The future is a mystery. Only the present is a gift. So now we need to focus on the present moment. And what can I control? The predator mindset is nothing more than focusing on your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness. Now, there's many things that are included there. Focusing on your lifestyle, your preparation, the people you hang around with, the way you take care of your body, the way you eat, the way you sleep, the way you personally get yourself ready to wrestle to the best of your ability. That's predator mindset. But on the day of a match, it's effort, attitude, and aggressiveness. If you have a solid effort, a solid attitude, and solid aggressiveness, that's a win. That is the win in and of itself. It doesn't matter if you get your hand raised or not. And I say this because we've worked with tens and thousands of wrestlers, and I could say with great confidence that 99 out of 100 wrestlers, maybe a little bit less, but 95 out of 100 wrestlers, if they focus too much on winning or not losing, they're going to put too much pressure on themselves, and they're going to wrestle worse. So we have to have a predator mindset, and that can't just be the day of a match. That has to be in school, in social life, everywhere. So it starts at home. So that's a great thing to reinforce around the home, where as a mom, don't get too high on the wins. Don't get too down on the losses. Look, we all want our kids to win. We all want them to do well. We all want them to be happy. But it's important what message we're sending to them. If we're too excited with the wins and we're down with the losses, we're emphasizing to our kid that the outcome is what matters most. Now, it's not saying you can't enjoy the wins. It's not saying that we don't get a little down with losses, but we don't want to be very reactionary to the outcome. We really want to be disciplined with focusing on effort, attitude, and aggressiveness. Doing the best to that which you're capable of. You know, I think I got this lesson a lot inadvertently from my mother. because I could always say she was, I had a predator mom growing up. And I mean that in the best way, where I would say, well, mom, my friends get to do this. My friends get to stay out late. Why can't I do this? And my mom would say to me, listen, I don't care what your friends do. In this house, this is what we do. And that's a predator mindset. So my mom wasn't looking to parent by consensus. I'm not saying, you know, of course, as a mom, you talk to friends. Hey, what are you doing? What do you think about this? You bounce things off of your friends and family. Yes. But ultimately, as the mother, you make the call for your baby cub, right? So it's not parenting by consensus. So, and remember, this predator mindset also goes in school. We can't focus too much on, hey, they got the grade or they got into the school they want to. Yes, that's great. We're happy about it. But really focusing on, really emphasizing positive reinforcement with great effort, great attitude, great aggressiveness, or being tactfully tenacious, great job. So we really want to focus on those kind of things. You know, there's a lot of resources out there. And what you don't want to do as a mom is to try to go it alone. You have friends, you have family, and there's also professional services for kids struggling with their mindset. That's what we do. We work with our athletes on their mentality. There's nutritionists, there's strength coaches, there's skin doctors, there's physical therapists. You need help, get it. Ask questions. I mean, it all starts with you want your kid to be aggressive on the wrestling mat. You want to be an aggressive mom. We're looking for answers, finding a way. So it's very important to take what people give you. And one of the things we offer wrestlers is a free trial mindset session. So if your kid's struggling with nerves, anxiety, feeling burnt out, not as motivated, bouncing back from an injury, being a slow starter, wrestling too cautious, conservative, hesitant, giving good opponents too much respect, not having the killer instinct on the mat, or just going blank sometimes in the match. Sometimes they just forget out there and they get really tired, not because they're out of shape, but because of stress. Get them help. We're happy to give them a free trial session. And if they like to do this, we have a mindset program where every week they will meet with one of our mindset coaches over the phone. The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today. So, and it doesn't just go for me. This goes for all experts out there. Capitalize on the resources. If you have questions about skin, nutrition, physical therapists, yes, ask friends, but make sure you're also asking experts, right? Where it's their profession. It's what they've studied. They could help you with that. So that'll help. Along with that predator and prey mindset, you don't want to make any one match special where we're gearing up to wrestle this one guy or we're gearing up to wrestle in this one tournament. No. Treat every match the same. The best athletes, that's the way they approach sports. Not just wrestling, but all sports. They approach everything the same. They treat all competitions the same. You know, in New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen broke his own record of the longest concert a few years ago. And they asked him, Bruce, how do you bring so much energy to every single concert and they go on for so long? He said, I tell myself two things. This is the most important concert in my life, but it's only rock and roll. So do you see how he tempers the most important concept with most important concert with it's only rock and roll. So just treat it like another match. It's not a big match. It's not a small match. It's not a big tournament. It's not a small tournament. That's how your kids are going to peak for the postseason. They're going to peak for the postseason by not putting too much pressure and too much stock into that one tournament. They're not making it into a big deal. Just be who you are. Do what you normally do that got you to this point. Don't try to do more or less. Just do what you normally do. So encouraging that kind of attitude, that's really important. That's really going to help them. You know, I did my master's degree thesis on perfectionism and anxiety. And we found that the more perfectionistic wrestlers were, the more anxious they got, the worse they did in their matches. So what a lot of people don't realize is two of the six subscales of perfectionism were perceived parental criticism and perceived parental expectations, which means if the athlete perceives that their mom or dad has too high of expectations, unrealistic expectations, or is too critical of them, they will get more nervous most of the time in their matches and do worse. So expectations, you don't want to make them too high. Criticism, you don't want to be critical. It's not saying you can't parent and offer some advice to your kid, but know when to turn it on, know when to turn it off. If it's the week of a competition, my general recommendation is less is more. Don't try to do too much. Okay, sometimes we overparent, and that's not what we need to do. For us, it's what it should be as parents is, I just love watching you wrestle. I just want to see you happy. I love you no matter what. Hearing that from your mom, like you, sometimes you might not think that as a mom, and I get it. You know, I'm a man. I have children. I have my two boys, and my little girl. I don't know what it's like to be a mom, but also the moms, you don't know what it's like to be a son. And to hear that from your mom, I love you. And even to the point where wrestling doesn't matter to me. That's what I needed most from my mom. Not for her to be a coach or for her to remind me of different things. So 9 times out of 10, I say, lay off when it comes to wrestling. That doesn't mean your kid's exempt from doing household chores. In fact, you don't want to do that. You don't want to treat the championship week or match week or the season different. If your kid normally has chores, they got to do their chores. There's certain house rules. They don't get to break the rules because they're cutting weight. That actually helps them in wrestling. You might think sometimes you're doing them a favor by letting it be a little bit easier in wrestling season. Now, of course, this depends on what we're talking about, but you really, the message you want to send to your kids is that wrestling season or not wrestling season, our family is what's important. Faith, family, school come before wrestling. And if during the season, faith, family, and school are permitted to dip and to not care as much because, oh, you know, I feel bad. My kid's a little bit banged up. He's cutting weight. He had a bad match. I feel bad for him. That's actually going to put more pressure on them because they're going to start saying, oh, I get a break during wrestling season from doing these other things. Wrestling must be special. You don't want to have that special mentality. It's just another day. It's just another thing, you know, it's just another day in the office. Do what you normally do. Be who you are. So these are some initial thoughts that I have about what a mom could do and how she can approach the sport of wrestling for her kid to give her kid the best chance of winning. And of course, being happy, because I know you want your kids. My mom always said, I wanted you to win because I know you wanted to win, but I didn't care. Right. It was just about seeing you happy. So you want your kid to succeed. Of course, you want your kid to reach their potential and you want to see them happy. But this is how you, this is not just, oh, feel good stuff. This actually will make them more likely to reach their goals. If you're focused more on the process, the effort, the attitude, the aggressiveness, the growth mindset, that is going to lead to better outcomes, not just in the short run, but also in the long run. If you focus too much on the outcome, or you're thinking too much about the records, the rankings, the seedings, the predictions, winning, losing, checking social media all the time, always focused on what are other people saying about me, comparing myself to other people, not only is your kid more likely to choke in the biggest competition of his life, but that's setting them up for a life of fear, sadness, and anger, because that's things outside of their control. We want to focus on what's in their control, and it starts with us at home. So doing the best we can, we're all in the struggle together. The great thing about mindset is that it's so applicable to all aspects of life. We don't just work with wrestlers. We work with all sports, and not just sports. We work at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, the Huntington Learning Center. We've worked with Fortune 500 businesses, and we've worked one-on-one. We have a couple moms that are on our mindset program as well for how to be a better parent for their kids. So we work with the athletes, we work with the parents. We all need to have a good, solid mindset. And now I think about all the technique I've learned in wrestling and all the training I've done. And sure, that's great. But now as a parent and now in my career, I'm not using my technique and my fitness. What I am using is the mindset that I got from wrestling. So there's no doubt about it. Our mental and emotional health, well-being, and knowing that peak performance, that sports psychology, that how to bring out my best when it means the most. That's huge. That's a life lesson. I think of many matches where I was crying, wanting to quit, feeling burnt out. And I know that kind of stuff because I wasn't reaching my potential. And it would break my mom's heart, not just because she saw me not reaching my potential. That really wasn't it. Just seeing me upset and so frustrated. So just knowing that there are resources out there, there are experts. It's good that you have your friends and family, but also rely on the experts. We're happy to do a free trial mindset call with any of your kids, and we're happy to help them. Like I said, wrestling or even any other sports. But just know you being there as a mom saying, I love you, and then not even saying that much on top of that, that's exactly what your kid needs. And reinforcing that predator mindset around the home, again, it's just an analogy. That's what's going to make your kid happy and perform at their best. And ultimately, that's what we want, them to do the very best they can and enjoy what they do and having the right priorities. It's all geared. Wrestling is geared towards you using the sport of wrestling to build virtue and mental skills for their life. That's what it's all about. Those are some initial thoughts for a mom. I'm looking to have a mom on the Mindset Show sometime in the next couple of weeks where we could actually go through some more concrete, specific concerns that mothers have and how I could help. Make sure you stay with us. Mindset makes the difference. Make sure you sign for a free trial session. We'll put a link in the show notes, our email, send us a message. Have a great week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.